Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to be indispensable in the Middle East. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You mentioned just a moment ago Russia, and when we're talking about the peace agreements, the main personality focus is on President Donald Trump. However, Putin is, I think, pretty upset about this, and he's doing everything he can to make Russia indispensable in the Middle East. I don't know if he's going to succeed or not. What are your thoughts?
Well, he's been slowly creeping into that position since 2015. We have tracked him every step of the way on this program, Jimmy. Most people do not. The mainstream media does not. But since 2015, when Russia intervened in a major way in the Syrian civil war, bringing in warplanes, setting up bases, putting troops on the ground and mercenaries on the ground, they have been moving their pieces on the Middle East chessboard. And it's not just Syria. We have seen Russian meetings with leaders in Beirut. They've been calling the top factional leaders, Walid Jumblatt, who's very influential among the Druze population. They've been calling the Shiite leaders and the former Prime Minister Saad Hariri for consultations with top advisors to Putin. The Russians see a void in the region created by Donald Trump, who has repeatedly told Americans and the world that we are not going to get engaged in endless wars. We are going to end those endless wars and only defend America's interests, our strategic interests. And being in Syria is not America's strategic interest. Today, even being in Iraq is not in America's strategic interest. The president recently announced the drawdown of 2,000 troops from Iraq, and I think the rest of those troops are going to be coming home soon. And that will, it is true, that will open the door for greater Russian engagement. But you know, Jimmy, it is a double-edged sword. As the Russians become more powerful militarily and more present militarily in the region, they will also become bigger targets in the region. So we could see things happening to the Russians and to Russian forces on the ground that in the past we thought could only happen to U.S. forces.
Ken Timmerman with the details on how Vladimir Putin is moving to make the Russian influence in the Middle East indispensable. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Russia, over the last four decades, has been a major influence in the Middle East. As Russia stepped into Syria in recent times, Vladimir Putin said that the Russian military was there to stay. Now, with the Trump Middle East peace plan at work, Russia needs to solidify its place in the Middle East. In fact, that's what the ancient Jewish prophets said would be the case in the last days. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 2. Russia is there in the Middle East to the end. And that is Ezekiel 39, verses 1 to 6. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...